and here to shed some insight, she's in her ninth season as the Giants in-game reporter for CSN, national contributor to the MLB Network, as well as the best-selling author of Smarty Marty's Got Game, children's book, teaches kids to love the game of baseball, and its companion book, Katie, Smarty Marty's Official Game Day Scorebook. She's expecting her third book to be released in the spring of 2017. Amy Gutierrez, you know her as Amy G, joining us on KGK. Amy, it's Nate and Katie. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. I'm so bummed you didn't like that song that you let into. It was kind of grooving here.
Hey, I liked it. Nate has had another song stuck in his head for a couple of days, so he's not going to like anything.
I just have trauma from being a basketball fan of a really lousy team, Amy. That's all.
All right. Just brought me back. Very nostalgic.
Before we get into the Giants thing, I just want to say this, Amy. After Nate's introduction of you, I would like to say that I congratulate you for making me feel like I have done nothing in my career. I mean, author, like, oh, it's like, holy cow, when do you find the time? Because I definitely have a hard time just, you know, paying my bills and vacuuming my house right now.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny you said that, because while he was reading the intro, I'm like, wow, this is kind of long. Are they gonna get to me, or what's
I know a fella.
You know what? I don't know. I think I'm a lot older than you, Katie, so that's part of it, is I've just had more time to do things. And when you become a mom, you just, you know, before I was a mother, if I had 20 minutes, I got nothing done in 20 minutes. Now I get like six things done because I have 20 minutes. So you just learn to maximize every moment that you have and try and enjoy it along the way, because it goes really fast.
Well, you absolutely have been maximizing your time. But the Giants, on the other hand, Amy, really, really struggling. And of course, this series against the Dodgers, which is extremely important because they now have a 3-game lead. Just curious, in terms of, we've been talking about it for a while, but what are you seeing in terms of the struggles with this Giants team, and specifically in this series against the Dodgers?
Well, to answer the latter first, I think specifically what you saw last night is the offense just wasn't able to get it together. And I think that game last night is a very typical game you're going to see between these two teams. Monday night's game, not so much, especially with Madison Bumgarner on the hill. I think the bigger picture that tells the story of this kind of epic downward spiral since the All-Star break is they have yet to be able to fire on all cylinders of the game. You know, late July, early August, you had really sloppy defensive plays and kind of mental breaks that, you know, they're making a throw to home and you should have gotten the sure out at first. And then you had the offense that wasn't clicking and the pitching was, and then that flip-flopped. And, you know, then your bullpen has kind of always been an X factor all season long. So when you can't get at least two of those four parts of the game going at the same time, you're going to struggle. And that's what they're seeing, is they just can't fire on all cylinders and find a groove. And kind of for fans, it seems like they continue to hit rock bottom. You know, like, oh, this is it. This is as bad as it's going to get. And then it just kind of keeps getting worse. So I am actually really surprised that they have not been able to turn it around. I just hope for them, for the fan base, that they don't get swept. I think getting swept in this series would be monumental and move the momentum totally to the Dodgers' side.
You know, Amy, do they feel like they're just, you know, aside from things going poorly, them not producing, but they feel like they're kind of on the wrong end of some bad luck a lot of times too? I mean, you got, last night they had some hard hit balls that just got caught. It seems like Nunez gets thrown out every time he tries to steal. It's just the guy can't catch a break.
I think that's a huge part of baseball. I think when things are going your way, you catch the breaks. And when they're not going your way, everything that, you know, luck would have been on your side, it's not. And you know, I don't want to sound like I'm making excuses for them, because I think that they can play better. They are a better team than they've been performing as out on the field. But there is an X factor to baseball, and it's the human factor of the umpires and the calls and who are you going to get behind the plate and what's his strike zone. And this ball was a strike last inning, and now it's not this inning. And you've seen Bruce Bochy barking from the dugout, and you saw Buster Posey lose it last night. I mean, that's as much as you're going to ever see him lose it, but he was furious. So that kind of shows the depths of the frustration that this team is at if Buster publicly screams after an at-bat because he didn't feel that his check swing, you know, went through. You saw the replay, and it was super close. So those are the calls that are so important at this time. There's a huge sense of urgency right now, and they're pressing. And when you get calls that don't go your way, you press even more. So I wish I had some magic potion because I would bottle it up and sell it and become a gazillionaire of how you could make a team not press. But they just have to get through it and push through it.
Amy, I'm curious. You talk about Buster kind of losing it, and you can see the frustration for this team, and you can understand it. My question is this starting to bleed into a little bit of a mental mind game for them? Are they still as close as they have been known to be in the clubhouse, or is it starting to affect the overall feeling in there?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that because there's such a huge mental factor to the game of baseball, and it can make or break you at this level. I think from what I have observed that this group is very close, closer than teams in the past that have won the World Series. And I think actually that can kind of hurt you a little bit. If you don't have that one guy that maybe you don't get along with, but he fires you up, or you know what I mean? Like a Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent kind of relationship. And it's been super pleasant to cover because everybody gets along and everybody's friendly, but you kind of need that guy that can fire everybody up that you just don't really want to hang out with after the game. And they don't have that person. Everybody really likes everyone. So that's great, but they're going to have to find the fire somewhere else. And maybe it is a moment like Buster Posey publicly showing his frustration that the guys rally and say, wow, this is our kind of silent leader. Hunter Pence is the more vocal leader. Jake Peavy's a more vocal leader. But if Buster, the quiet one, gets loud, then you might see that fire him up.
Interesting. Maybe not enough tension in that clubhouse to kind of keep him going. Now, okay, Amy, this is going to be the last thing for you, but baseball can be weird with the superstitious type of stuff, right? And 2010, they had the rally thong that became famous, and they had the machine and all that type of stuff. They started any of that type of monkey business this year?
They don't. They need a red rally thong. They need it. Nate, I think you should put it on.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll tweet out the pictures, and then I'll get
price of admission. I'll tell you
suspended.
What.
Just you know, sacrifice your self dignity. Get in there and put.
He does that every day, Amy. Every day.
So yeah, nothing new. They have private things that they do. I think they're wearing these orange shirts every day now. I think it says 616. What I'm hearing about that story is that there's some kind of inspirational video behind it that if you get up in the morning at 6:15, that by 6:16, you better start being productive. So my information is that Hunter Pence had these shirts made for everyone to wear. It says 6:16.
Of course.
Yeah, good it didn't say 666, right? We won't go there. But if you need to, you know, get into some voodoo or something, I don't know, do whatever you have to do. But those shirts are being worn. I think they've had a lot of meetings. I think they're probably open to anything at this point. So I'm actually not kidding Nate about the thong. I think
I like that. We can get into it. Amy, only for you, because I'm such a big fan. We can.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, Katie's going to have to be the one to wrestle me into it, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm sorry, Katie.
I'll take one for the team here, Amy.
She's in her ninth season, in-game reporter for the Giants. She does a marvelous job. Find her on Twitter at Amy G Giants. Amy Gutierrez is kind enough to join us. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Katie.
You have a great day.
Take care. So not enough tension, but I say that to try to gloss over the fact that I'm going to end up in a pair of women's underwear here very shortly, it sounds like. I just got it.
Maybe this is something that you can do at your bachelor weekend in Tahoe this weekend.
All I know is that I'm
get the whole party in a red thong.
Getting double teamed by local in-game reporters. Not sure how to handle it. This is kind of intimidating.
You should be scared.
When we
Very
come
scared.
Back, there's more from Joey Bosa. His agents have lashed out, and we'll have a little coverage of that Raiders trademark filing when we wrap things up on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.